Welcome to the Real Docs podcast, hosted by Dr. Britt Lesher and Dr. Lisa Jung. Dr. Britt and Dr. Lisa are two licensed naturopathic doctors, passionate about all things health and wellness. They are on the mission to break down wellness trends, variety of conditions with a naturopathic and holistic lens. Tune in every Wednesdays for new episodes. This podcast does not act as medical advice and should not be used as a substitute for medical care. Please contact your healthcare professional for questions regarding your health.
Welcome back to episode 6 of season 1 of the Real Docs podcast. We're your hosts, Dr. Britt Lesher
and Dr. Lisa Jung.
And today we're going to kind of be doing a little reaction vid to something that we saw on TikTok. Normally we would be sending these videos back and forth to each other on TikTok or Instagram, but today you get to hear the inside dialogue that happens between the two of us when we send each other these videos.
Yeah. So this is the clip.
Why I stopped drinking water and why you should too. Part 3. You guys are really concerned if I'm dehydrated. I can assure you, I'm not. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, on this spiritual journey, I have been working to raise my vibrational frequency, and one of the downloads I received was to stop drinking water. Now, before you think I'm crazy, I do have a bachelor's degree in biological sciences, so I'm well aware of the deep biochemical background as to why our cells need water. But we are, unfortunately, being poisoned through our water systems and our food, so in order to unlock our truest potential and raise our frequency, we need to protect ourselves. Being a part of the health and fitness industry, I used to drink a gallon of water a day. Now I'm down to almost nothing, and these are the things I've started to notice. I'm running out of time for this video, but follow me for part 4, where I'll show you how to safely stop drinking water and what you can do instead.
Please don't stop drinking water. Please.
We've run out of things to demonize, so now we're demonizing water.
Oh, no. I'm going to guess I think she mentioned something where I was just like, oh, okay. Was the tap water and, like, bottled water.
Right.
Is kind of what she was getting at.
Right. Well, I think, so that's just one of, like, a series of videos that she makes, but she actually does stop drinking water. She does talk about, like, getting your water or your hydration from food sources.
So like cucumbers.
And yeah, like fruits and vegetables and things like that. But she doesn't actually drink a lot of water. And she says in that video, I'm almost down to zero water. And so that's why she was saying a lot of you are concerned about my hydration because I'm not drinking water. And I was going to say, like, her skin actually does
look good. I mean, she had really radiant skin.
Makeup does do stuff like that. Yeah. But
she had really great hair, you know, but, like, why?
Why? Yeah, so today we're going to kind of break down why you should not drink water.
Please don't follow just anything on the internet. I'm genuinely concerned.
Yeah. I think there's a couple of things that we wanted to touch on, right? Like, I mean, she does say that she has a science background and she understands why water is important to us. I think there was a little bit of a piece of like, okay, she's trying to increase her vibrational frequency and that's one of the messages that she received. I think that when it comes to water, there's such a huge debate because of the processing of water, and like water is free and abundant everywhere, yet we buy it regularly from different companies. And what is this processing and filtrating that they're doing that's like making it now worth, free water is now worth something, right?
It's also not free. Nothing in life is free.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, public, city, or government water, right?
Right.
Sound like a conspiracy theorist.
But like, if you think, right. It belongs to the government. No, but I think that there is something to like, if you went out in nature and just like got it from a river, it's abundant everywhere. But we take that water and do something with it and put it in a bottle or put it in a glass. And now it's being sold to people, right?
Right.
And even if like we do have obviously plumbing, so we get water from, you know, like tap water and things like that.
Right. I mean, there's definitely, you know, when she wrote on her video, you know, tap and bottle water, you know, when we talk about tap water, it is pretty, you know, treated. Yeah. And there's a lot of gunk that's, you know, lives in that water, right? Not just kind of like the little critters like bacteria or viruses or something like that, but definitely more of like fluoride, I know, is like a big thing that people worry about, as well as, you know, kind of like the forever chemicals that leach into not just like the tap system, but into the aqueduct of our land.
Yeah.
And so that makes sense to me, you know, making sure if you're drinking water, don't drink just regular tap water.
Yeah.
I know some people do. And, you know, I think the joke they always say is like, oh, but I'm still alive and I'm fine. It's like these things kind of, you know,
build up.
Yeah. And they burden your body over time. It's not something like it's not poison that you just like drink right now and then you just, you know.
Our body is a filter.
Yes.
Our body has a Brita.
Yes.
Kidneys and our livers, right? But like that filter over time, over years, especially if it has to filter lots, it does have an effect on your health, right?
Just like, you know, kind of segueing into filtered water, you know, that's why people use water filter system, right? And there's so many different brands like Brita, Berkey, and I don't know the other ones that are kind of like that, like live in your, under your sink, right? Yeah. And it's like connected to your pipe system. It's also very important to know what you're using, right? And kind of like the science and technology behind these water filters, because not all of them are obviously created the same. You know, one might not, you know, filter out certain chemicals versus the other does.
Yeah.
I think reverse osmosis is like a pretty popular one that people use. And then, you know, make sure you change your filters frequently.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah. So there are two like resources that I was looking into when we were going to have this conversation around water, right? So the Environmental Working Group does have a pretty good take on a lot of things like environmental, which the water supply is an environmental issue. And they do talk about like the reverse osmosis filters being like the best investment, right? These things are definitely more expensive than your Brita filter. But if you think about it, it's an investment for a reason, right? And oftentimes it's like just one installation and you have to replace the filters and things like that. But I think it is a good investment in your health if you're looking for something to that you want to use to like better the quality of your water that you're putting on your body, putting into your body, right?
Right.
They also have the Consumer Labs report. And so this is a third party company. If you've ever heard of like third party testing, they're true non-biased third party testers, and their business is essentially run off of subscriptions from people like me who pay to get access to this information that they're researching, right? So they did a bunch of studies on different water purifiers. Did it filter out heavy metals, like certain chemicals, PFAs, or what Dr. Lisa was saying is forever chemicals, right? And they have come up with their own list of like the most recommended. I think one of the top ones was actually like an Amazon brand one,
what?
Right? That's the thing that I like, okay. I know a lot of people think Amazon is the root of all evil, but these are true third party testers, right? So they're going to be honest, right? They're being funded by people who want this information. So I do like respect the work that they're doing.
Yeah.
On the Environmental Working Group website, they actually have this thing where you can input your zip code and it will tell you the last time they did like research on that water.
Why?
And like the types of, like the concentrations of things that they found in it. And you may be surprised like what you find when you input your zip code. So I think that's important, is just to be mindful of like what's in your water in your area.
Right.
Look into the filters. Like I think the most common ones that we see in the stores are like the Pur brand and Brita.
Yes.
but those may not, depending on the filter, they may not be catching those forever chemicals, right? I think that's an important one.
Yeah. I think it's making sure you're getting good quality ones as well. And like, yeah, if you are buying bottled waters, right, there are, even though, you know, companies now are using like less plastic, right, and like BPA or whatever free in their bottles, there mm-hmm. is still microplastic that's leaching into your right. water. There is, you know, especially if you also like leave it out in the sun, like it heats it up, and then the chemicals from that plastic material are also going into your water, right? So,
yeah,
you know, using practices, even like, I think we talked about it on our top favorite products of 2023, like using, you know, stainless steel water bottles, like refillable water bottles, and making sure you're cleaning them and all of that. Obviously, if you're mm-hmm. buying, you know, bottled water, just make sure it's like glass mm-hmm. and something that's not, you know, I think they even have like stainless steel ones.
Yeah.
Like buy those and things like that too.
Yeah. I think that's important just because even though there was that push to like be BPA free and all of that stuff, right? Like at the end of the day, you do need those plastics, like the, you know, PFAs or phthalates, right? Those are man-made compounds so that we could make plastic and these water bottles, right? So even if it does have the label of like BPA free, right, it's not necessarily going to be free of plastic because it's literally made of plastic, right?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I think that's an important thing. Back to the topic of should you stop drinking water? I think the consensus is no.
Yes. I mean, for those who are listening and not watching the YouTube, my face is just in a horror.
The shock and awe.
No hate to this girl. You know, yeah, whatever works for like anybody.
She's trying something out right now. She's on her own spiritual health journey.
Good for her. And like, you know, getting these like water and like minerals and things like that from food sources, like cucumbers are really good, watermelon and things like that, great. But that's also a lot of, you know, things that you're eating too, right?
Yeah.
That it just kind of makes me kind of worry about, like, for example, like people eat watermelon because, you know, watermelon, water.
Right.
But watermelon is a high glycemic index fruit. So it can actually down the line just have a more of a burden on your blood sugar. I feel like I'm just like always talking about blood sugar, but you know, things like that, that can actually impact you negatively down the line.
Right.
Where you don't really want that. Like you know, give up something and then you know, substitute with another thing, but either or is going to have like a, quote like unquote,
too much
impact.
Of one thing is sometimes not a good thing.
Yeah.
Right. And so, our recommendation is usually, and I think we are similar in probably what we're telling people, but half of your body weight in ounces mm-hmm. of liquid.
As long as you don't have any kidney issues.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain situations, conditions where, you know, fluid restriction and making sure you're not having a lot of fluid intake is important. So make sure you talk to your provider about this. But our general recommendation is half of your body weight in ounces of liquid. Doesn't have to just be water, right? It's liquid, right? So I always am telling patients like soups, smoothies,
herbal teas,
those types of things can be helpful. I think there's a big debate on like coffee being dehydrating or contributing to hydration. I think we were taught in school that like there's research that supports as long as you're staying under 3 cups of coffee. But I still, with that mentality, like we know that caffeine is a diuretic. We know that it's going to make you flush water out. Mm-hmm. So replenishing that with more hydration is always like the tip that I give for people.
Yeah. I learned during my residency one time that the supervisor director that I had would always call it like a water tax. So that if you have a cup of coffee, follow it with the water tax, aka another cup of water.
You have to pay more water.
Yeah.
That's smart.
And then, and then another thing about water, I think we touched upon this also in that episode of top favorite products of 2023, is that when you just drink water and water only, it just goes straight through you because water follows salt. So having some sort of like electrolytes, you know, obviously like these fruits and vegetables have their own natural electrolytes kind of within them.
Right.
But if you're drinking water, just have a little bit of electrolyte powder in there or, you know, tablet that's going to direct that water into your cells rather than going right straight through you. So then you're drinking more water where it's not still retaining.
Yeah.
Or you can make your own natural, you know, Gatorade or whatever using things like coconut water or put slices of cucumber or lemon or whatever into your water to, you know, give that little extra.
Yeah, I've heard of people making their own do-it-yourself electrolyte blend, right? With like a little bit of salt, some honey, lemon, right? Orange juice, things like that. There's so many variations for you to be able to like get in that hydration without it just being plain old water. And I think that's important, right? So like filtering your water and making sure that you're getting the cleanest possible source of water, given what you have in your resources and what you're able to afford with your filters. And then making sure that you're getting good quality hydration, right? I see so many times, because this is something I ask about on my intake with patients, and it's like, how many ounces of liquid do you drink per day? Mm-hmm. And commonly it's like 20 to 30 ounces. Like a lot of people out there are just dehydrated already. So the idea to me of going around telling people like, stop drinking water scares me, because people are already not drinking water.
And it's like, being told that from like, you know, internet source and things like that, it's going to create a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
It's the a dangerous fear. Situation.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, you don't need people going like fainting like left and right because they stopped drinking water. I will have to say, I do agree. You know, I think we agree with the girl, just in the portion of, yes, making sure you get good quality, make sure things are chemical and heavy metal and all this thing free. But do drink water.
Yes, please drink water and drink adequate amount of water and liquid, because that is, I mean, our body is made up of 75% water, right? So we're going to need it to do a lot of our bodily processes. A lot of the things that we need for energy production, right? Hair, skin, nails, all of those types of things. It requires that hydration. It requires the oxygen and the hydrogen from the water molecule. So it is a very important thing to make sure that you're doing on a regular basis. Another foundational.
Oh my God. I was literally about to say that and you beat me to the punch.
You can say it. You say it. You say it too.
As Dr. Britt says, foundational health.
It is a foundation of what we need in order to be healthy, in order to function, right? So hydration is very key. Let's not eliminate it.
Yes. Yes. Let's not eliminate it at all. Okay. Well, I think that was a great conversation that we had. We can honestly talk on and on about so many different things, but I think honestly, water included. Mm-hmm. Tune in next week for more episodes of the Real Docs podcast. We will be talking about why we got into naturopathic medicine and our passion for this medicine.
All right, guys, be real
and stay well.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Real Docs podcast. Don't forget to like and share this episode and follow us on our social media pages. Tune in every Wednesday for more episodes.